This is GPB. I'm Leah Fleming. From children crying as they're separated from their parents who are undocumented, to the heartbreak of families who have been touched by mass shootings, to the regular conversations surrounding racism and intolerance in America, it can be tough to find a moment to smile. Stand-up comedy can offer an outlet for people to take a mental health break and enjoy a much-needed laugh. To that end, many comics have taken aim at President Trump, from jokes to impressions.
He's unstoppable. He will only stop when he decides to. He's like a white Hurricane Katrina. Like, he's just breaking all the levees.
It's something to be in Los Angeles, I gotta be honest. So many illegals. You know who you are. More importantly, I know who you are.
Those are comedians Jared Carmichael and Philip Wilburn. Joining me now to talk about how to laugh through some tough times is Jamie Bendall. He's a comedian and owner of The Punchline in Atlanta. Thank you so much for joining us. Great to see you.
It's my great pleasure to be here.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about the power of comedy. What makes it so impactful for people?
Well, comedy generally. Well, think about, so before we began today, we got talking a little bit medicine and things of that nature. And oftentimes people say laughter is the best medicine. Mm-hmm. And when you think about it, there is an incredible positivity that comes from being able to start to see the humor even in the most challenging times. So you talk about sometimes conceptually it's too soon. Mm-hmm. There's been a terrible thing. There's been a tragedy and whatnot. And we give it some sort of buffer area in which we're not going to make fun or laugh at that circumstance. However, once you are able to start laughing about something, it's the first indicator that things are going to be better. So even in the darkest moments that we experience, we are able to find something that brings some levity and lightness to it. That's, to me, is one of the most terrific things about it. That certainly humor can have its cruelty, and we all can think of examples of where people use humor to harm. But really, the greater power in laughter and the greater power in humor is being able to use it to start to heal and move forward. Mm.
So in your comedy club, do you find people looking for more political humor or less of it?
So, yeah, that's a great question. Mm. I can tell you generally who's going to win the next election by how people are laughing. So, and take 9/11 as a good example. So there was an extended time period in which that was a subject that was off limits. And certainly there were people who maybe had different perspective about how the wars were being fought and should we be at war and things of that nature. But if you got on a stage and were critical of President Bush during that time period, for a long while, there was a great resistance. We're not going there. We're not making fun of that guy. That's not where the humor is going to be. And then as his presidency progressed, you made fun of the president or you picked at a policy or something of that nature, and it was met with uproarious laughter. And so it was just a change of where people were. Right now, from a political perspective, there are people who are super passionate about their support of the president. And there are equally some number of people who are passionate in their frustrations or disappointment or objection to the current president. But unless we share some basic commonality about what we're even talking about, is there some common group of facts that we can agree on? It's hard sometimes to see where the humor, where that through line is from a comedic perspective.
Yeah, that is really interesting because, like you're saying, there are so many pro-Trump people and so many people that are against what he's doing. And I'm wondering, when you're sitting there in a comedy club and somebody brings up Trump, I'm sure there are lots of Trump jokes out there. I mean, do you ever get concerned that people are going to walk out if they hear something that they don't agree with?
Well, okay, so I am... This is going to be a silly analogy. Mm-hmm. Generally speaking, comedy is not diving. So we don't get any extra credit for degree of difficulty, right? So you can be a very successful comedian if you know how to win the cannonball contest, right? And so if you think about a general comedy club goer who says it's Friday or Saturday night, I've got a date, I want to go out and I want to have some laughs, You may not necessarily do a lot of research on the kind of material that the comedian does. You just want to go out and laugh. So if you put yourself in that environment and you're out, I would ask that everyone trust the person who operates the venue. Any comedy club owner like mine, I don't want my customers to come and have a bad time. So trust that these people are going to get you from start to finish, and you're going to have an enjoyable evening, and you're going to have some laughs. It's possible that the comedian wants to confront maybe some preconceived notions that you have about a social issue or political issue or a day-to-day experience that you might be having. But for the most part, they want you to be able to have some identification with the material that they're talking about, right? Mm-hmm. The foibles of an interpersonal relationship, the challenges of raising your children, mm-hmm. frustrations that we share in the workplace. The audience and the performer has to have something that they can connect on. Mm. And that's really what makes it work.
Yeah. I want the audience to hear some of your comedy. So let's listen to this.
Oh, wait a minute. Hang on a second. Wait. Did you actually pull some comedy of mine?
We did.
Oh, okay. Well, so this is going to be an adventure for both of us. I'm curious what you picked.
But I don't know what your experience has been. But I know for me, the higher gas prices go, the more I realize my kids are not that good at soccer. I don't have any $4 a gallon athletes in my house. I got $2 a gallon athletes.
I did not hear that until now. What is your style of comedy?
So here's what's interesting. Mm-hmm. I love politics, mm-hmm. and I am really interested in things that drive us in that respect. Mm-hmm. My style on stage, however, rarely reference that. I am not a comedian who takes the stage from the perspective that says, I would like to introduce to you an opinion on a particular subject, and I would like you to align your perspective with mine. I instead say, these are folks who, for whatever reason, chose to be here, and their specific purpose in purchasing the ticket is, I'm going to give you money. In exchange, I would like laughter. And so I'll go, great, I'll come meet you where you are. And so if there's going to be a person who ultimately is the butt of a joke, I tend to be fairly self-deprecating. And I try to, you know, set it up and make it work.
You have been a lot of fun, Jamie Bendall. You are a comedian, a lawyer, and you are the owner of The Punchline in Atlanta. And we thank you so much for coming by and spending time with us.
My pleasure to be here. Go out and laugh more.
This is GPB.